Rhoda Yadao chairs the Floyd Dryden Middle School Site Council.
I hope the school board makes a decision that speaks the voice of the community.
From responses to the school board's decision, it appears the public felt left out of the process leading to the policy that limits athletes' travel at both Juneau Middle Schools. So parent John Kurland organized the Stakeholder Committee on Middle School Sports Travel. The stakeholders included parents, teachers, and coaches from Zonnekeheny and Floyd Dryden Middle Schools, as well as community members. It did not include any school board or district officials. When the committee formed, Board President Sally Sadler said the district had spent enough energy on the issue. Zonnekeheny has not allowed its sports teams to travel outside Juneau since the 2011-12 school year, while Floyd Dryden teams continue to compete with other Southeast schools. The new policy is to take effect next fall, putting Floyd Dryden on par with DZ. Kurland says the committee tried to address concerns raised by school board members and principals at both schools and offer solutions.
And the hope is that both the principals would be able to get behind this, or whatever the final version is, and say, okay, there's a reasonable set of conditions here and we can live with that. And those are reasonable sideboards to put on the rules for allowing out-of-town travel.
Last week, Kurland took the draft report to each school's site council for input. Yadao says she knows the Floyd Dryden Council will wholeheartedly endorse the committee's options when the report is finalized.
We've supported our travel teams. You know, we live with the motto of no child left behind, that if there's funding that's needed for a child who financially can't go, that there are means, whether it be the sports activity itself and its members or the families of students in that sport to contribute to allow for all students to be able to travel.
The report suggests the Floyd Dryden travel policy would be a good model for the board to follow. It also recommends principals limit the cost per student for travel, as well as the number and length of trips. Floyd Dryden teacher Molly Box was part of the stakeholder committee. She says it's important the public understands that travel is not restricted to the best players.
Traveling opportunity is for all kids, regardless of skill level and regardless of economics, you know, so that all kids can fundraise. We make sure teams fundraise together as much as we can. Like when we sent our basketball teams, you know, 73 kids traveled.
With budget cuts, both schools have lost office staff, making travel logistics more difficult to coordinate. The report offers several options to address the problem, including the most obvious, that the district could handle middle school arrangements as it currently does for some high school activities. Kurland also took the report to the District Activities Advisory Committee, which did not endorse the ban, though the school board last fall said it had.
That couldn't be farther from the truth.
Longtime coach Tom Rutecki has been an AAC member since it was formed in 2008. He says the group is adamant the school board retract its statement. But he also says the district should develop a philosophy for middle-level sports programs before it comes up with a new travel policy. School District Athletic Director Sandy Wagner says most middle school sports policies are based on high school athletics, and the belief is the younger students should be involved in more developmental than competitive programs.
We need to come up with philosophy and guidelines for middle school activities. Probably the most important things about it is the concept that all kids should be involved and there should be no cut policy.
Wagner says an AAC subcommittee is just beginning to work on the middle school guidelines. Meanwhile, Wednesday is the deadline for comments on the stakeholder committee's report. Kurland plans to present the final recommendations to the school board next month. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.